everything more expensive. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Inflation is the highest the country has seen since 1981. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has a story on Capitol Hill.
President Biden continuing to blame Vladimir Putin for the skyrocketing prices. Increasing energy, housing, and food prices are responsible for driving up the costs to the fastest pace in more than 40 years. But now President Biden has reportedly told Democratic donors in Los Angeles he thinks it's going to be here for a while.
Gasoline now averages $5 a gallon. Thousands of people marching in Washington, D.C., asking Congress to enact more gun legislation in the wake of recent mass shootings. But many Republicans, like Florida Congressman Byron Donald, say the proposed changes will be ineffective.
The people who actually acquired the weaponry went through the federal firearms background check. They passed the checks. I think it's heinous what they did, but they went through the legal process to acquire the weaponry. Number two, raising the age from 18 to 21, what you're really doing is taking away the constitutional rights of 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, and 18-year-olds in the United States, the vast majority of which would not even contemplate committing such heinous violence.
Donald says a focus instead should be on mental health. President Biden in New Mexico, where he met with the governor after she requested federal assistance in dealing with scorching wildfires in the state.
Governor, let me be clear. We will be here for you in response and recovery for as long as it takes.
The largest wildfire in state history continues to burn after destroying more than 430 homes. Mo Donegal won, and Philly Nest was second, giving trainer Todd Pletcher a 1-2 finish at the Belmont Stakes. It was also his sixth victory in a Triple Crown race. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Prince Charles reportedly is angry about a government plan to deport some asylum seekers.
A report in the Times of London claiming that Prince Charles has criticized the government's plan to start deporting asylum seekers to Rwanda, calling it appalling. Prince Charles' office is neither confirming nor denying the report. Britain plans to send some migrants who arrive in the UK as stowaways or in small boats to Rwanda, where their asylum claims will be processed. If successful, they'll stay in the African country. British royals, by tradition, usually do not get involved in political matters. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A federal judge in Las Vegas has dismissed a rape lawsuit against Manchester United soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo.
A Nevada woman wanted to force Ronaldo to pay millions of dollars more than the $375,000 she received in hush money. Judge Jennifer Dorsey kicked the case out of court to punish the woman's attorney. In a 42-page order, the judge cited attorney Leslie Mark Stovall for bad faith conduct and for using purloined confidential documents that tainted the case beyond redemption. The woman claimed Ronaldo raped her in 2009. Ronaldo's attorneys have said the sex was consensual. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
A fatal fireworks accident in North Carolina. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
Firefighters in North Carolina Friday responded to a brush fire at a farm in the town of LaGrange. Lenoir County Emergency Services Director Murray Stroud reported that fields were being burned off on the farm. Upon arrival, firefighters could see the flames approaching a shipping container. The property owner told the department that there were fireworks stored inside of it. He was trying to extinguish those flames himself when the container suddenly exploded, killing the property owner instantly. Three firefighters were injured. One of them is now in critical condition. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.